Life of St. Teresa, Episode 27. Despite many hesitations, St. Teresa was encouraged by our Lord to carry forward the work of the new foundation, and plans began to take shape.
This vision had such great effects, and this locution the Lord granted was of such a nature that I couldn't doubt it was from God. I felt the severest pain, because on the one hand, the terrible disturbances and trials the new monastery would cost me were partly represented to me, and on the other hand, I was very happy in my own monastery. Although I had been discussing it before, I hadn't done so with as much determination or certitude as was necessary to bring it about. The Lord's words seemed to compel me, and since I saw I would be starting something that would disturb my calm, I was doubtful about what to do. But often the Lord returned to speak to me about this new monastery, presenting me with so many clear reasons and arguments that I saw it was his will, and I could no longer help but tell my confessor. I told him in writing all that had happened. He didn't dare tell me definitively to forget about the new monastery, but he was aware that it wasn't feasible from the viewpoint of natural reason, since my companion, who was the one who would have had to provide for the foundation, had little or almost no possible means for it. He told me to discuss it with my superior and to do what the superior advised. The provincial assented very readily, for he is fond of all religious life, and he gave all the necessary support.